You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Yesterday afternoon, the Standing Committee of the Student Board for Implementing Resolutions and Major Projects convened a meeting to listen to reports on works of major projects that have been conducted in the city. Attendees heard investors and local representatives presenting the implementation progress of the project of investing building Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway, the first phase. The project of building the Eastern North South Expressway 2021-2025 phase, or Cần Thơ Hậu Giang component project. The project of building the Western Belt Road of Cần Thơ City, linking the National Highway 91 with National Highway 61C. The project of building Provincial Road 918, the second phase. The project of building, upgrading and expanding Provincial Road 917. The project of building Provincial Road 921. These projects face the same difficulties on the floor clearance and investment level. Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Lê Quang Mạnh suggested compliance with the right principles, procedures, and schedule as stipulated by law to ensure the legal interests of households whose land is revoked. Regarding the project of developing Kansas City and enhancing urban resilience, our project number 3, yesterday morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Hồng and leaders of the city's departments worked with Ninh Kiều Urban District. There are 4 building packages of project number 3 in Kansas City, including Urban Resettlement Zone, the first phase, Hoàng Quốc Việt Street, and 2 packages of upgrading canals in the city. The same problem is seen in these packages, that is, the floor clearance and resettlement problem. Agreeing on the proposals, Vice Chairman Nguyễn Văn Hồng requested the city's ODA Project Management Board to complete the site clearance task on June 30th as the deadline. This morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Hồng and leaders of relevant department centers Thốt Nốt Urban District People's Committee got to understand operations of Ngọc Quang Phát Import-Export Joint Stock Company. According to leaders of Ngọc Quang Phát Import-Export Joint Stock Company, Thốt Nốt District is planning to build a residential zone in Thới Thạnh Road and in an area of around 3,000 square meters where the company has built its factory. Therefore, the company proposed the city facilitate its production instead of removing the factory to another place. As observed in a fact-finding trip, a residential zone is not necessary at the moment, so Vice Chairman Nguyễn Văn Hồng requested Thốt Nốt Urban District People's Committee to report the situation to the City People's Council and People's Committee for resolution. Yesterday morning in Thới Lai Suburban District, the Student Board for Death of Soldiers and People 2023 convened a meeting to publicize the organizing plan. Death of Soldiers and People 2023 has the theme of Soldiers and People of Cantor celebrating Chonchanam to May 3, 2023 and takes place in Định Môn Commune, Thới Lai Suburban District. Within the festival, there will be such activities as propaganda on great holidays and anniversaries, building rural traffic roads, installing lights, granting trucks, offering gifts and bicycles, organizing sports, culture, folk games, delivery of goods and local products to rural areas, and organizing an ACT program. As scheduled, these activities will take place in 2 phases, with the first phase lasting from March 27 to 31st and the second one from April 10 to 12, 2023. It's observed rice export is regaining growth momentum. Sources from rice mills in Mekong Delta said, in March, the global demand for rice reserves is high. In addition, rice export is predicted to get high level because exported rice is mainly fragrant and high-quality rice. The Industry and Trade Ministry remarked that Vietnam has optimistic signals in rice export this year. It's predicted that the rice export turnover can reach between 6.5 and 7 million tons. On the other hand, there might be a shortage of rice supply due to the impacts of climate change. The second Southern Khmer UK Theatre Festival 2023 is slated in 7 days, from April 1st to 7th. The festival is raised to the national level this year with the aim of urging activities of preserving, multiplying, and bringing UK theatrical acts closer to the public. The festival will take place at Devon University with the participation of public on and socialized Southern Khmer UK theatrical act units. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.